The Medaw Valley Interpretive Center was created to educate people about the region's history and natural surroundings. David Lefevre is the center's education and outreach director.
The Interpretive Center has displays in geology, aquatic ecology, and we have a really robust archaeology project called the Medaw Artifact Research Project, where we're actually cataloging and collecting, if people are willing to donate them, artifacts that are found.
He says those artifacts help to tell the story of the Medaw Indian people, the area's original inhabitants. The center also features an outdoor native plant garden and a replica of the type of pit house in which the early people lived.
So we host field trips in the spring, usually with third graders. We also usually have a summer camp. So it weaves together Native American culture, crafting, art, and ecology. And we're not sure we're going to be able to run that this year.
Lefevre says the center normally opens by Memorial Day, but Okanagan County is still in phase one of Washington's four-phase reopening protocol, and he says the center won't reopen until phase three. With in-person activities not yet allowed, Lefevre says the Interpretive Center has moved some of its offerings online, for example, its last Sunday lecture series.
But really, you know, we want to come together. It's, you know, almost warm hand to warm hand, although, you know, I don't want to use that expression, but there's something that comes out of human interaction face to face that that is difficult to get over the screen.
The timing of the pandemic delivered one big blow to the Interpretive Center. The facility's major annual fundraising event scheduled for late March was canceled. The blow has been eased somewhat by a federal CARES Act grant administered through Humanities Washington.
It helped to cover that shortfall of the fundraiser, as well as just not knowing what kind of donations, membership support will we see.
For now, Lefevre says it's creating a new Seasons of the People display and continuing to improve its existing displays, looking forward to the day it can safely reopen to the public. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.